Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve the relationship between us and our spouse and our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Wajid, which means the persisting, the one who wants nothing and lacks nothing. When we look at our relationships, oftentimes they are built upon desire. They are built upon want. They are built upon feeling like we lack something. But the reality is, when we feel that we lack something in life and that something can only be filled by another person, we are setting ourselves up for disappointment. We are setting ourselves up for false expectations. Because when we lack something in our lives, maybe it's a sense of loneliness, maybe it's a feeling that something is missing, that sense of seeking an all-elusive happiness, we'll often try to pin that sense of missing something on a spouse, on a child. There are many marriages that may be going through difficulties or struggling, and the couple may think, if we only have a child, things will get better. Because the want for affection, the want for appreciation, the want for a sense of completeness is assumed to be filled by another person. Or many times there will be individuals who are seeking a spouse and who will say, I want to feel loved, I want to feel complete, I need to feel XYZ, and if I get married, I will have those wants filled. Of course, this is not the case. When we are lacking something internally, something emotional, something that we feel is missing in our lives, the first place that we should turn is not to the left or to the right to look for a person, but it's upwards, to seek the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek the guidance of Al-Wajid, who wants nothing, who lacks nothing, and who we pray will allow us to feel fulfilled in the best of ways, not by anchoring our hopes and our dreams and our wants and our desires to another person, but by anchoring those hopes, those dreams, those desires to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I pray that Al-Wajid allows us all to find that serenity in our relationships by looking upwards rather than around us. Assalamu alaikum.